Pearson's correlation summarizes the direction and strength of the linear relationship. It's got a range from negative 1 to positive 1. R assumes that the relationship between the variables is linear. If the relationship is not linear, then the R value is an underestimate of the strength of the relationship at best and meaningless at worst. On the left, we have a relationship that definitely has a linear component to it. I mean, the left side's higher than the right side. There's a linear component here. But what Pearson's correlation is going to do, in effect, is round out that little ovoid guy there. It's going to round out that contour, and that's what it's going to be testing. It's not going to test this. It's going to test that, and so it's going to end up with an underestimate of the strength of the relationship, because there's less linear relationship there than there is overall relationship. It gets worse if one side isn't higher than the other. Now we're going to get back a correlation of zero, which correctly means that there's no linear relationship, but can't be interpreted as no relationship at all. And again, this is one of the reasons for doing scatter plots, to see if you've got this sort of situation. And this is just sort of laying this out in greater detail. If you've got this substantial quadratic relationship, it's going to show up as no linear relationship. Same thing here. There's a lot of linear relationship here, but that's not the whole story. And so the estimate of the linear relationship is going to underestimate the strength of the real relationship. You're also going to get some real prediction problems. Anything in the middle is going to be, going to tend to be highly underestimated. If you get to a low enough score, you're going to tend to overestimate it. Same thing on the positive end. So you got to pay attention and make sure, before you interpret those correlations, that you ought to be doing correlations based on nonlinearity.